There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
All right, here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up on today's program, the longtime voice, Your Grace, of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen on the show. We'll talk Minnesota Vikings, their win total, division odds, Justin Jefferson possibly for Offensive Player of the Year in the league. And in 2 hours, Richard Roper on the show, Chicago Sun-Times film critic. He's been doing that for a long, long time. Another sad week last week, and that led into the weekend with the bad news with Tony Sirico, who played Paulie Walnuts on Sopranos, passing away. You know, he's one of the best characters of all time.
Yeah, absolutely. It was he was right there with Uncle Junior, Ty, for favorite Sopranos character. Mm-hmm. Like Uncle Junior would say, these coming threes, Ray Liotta,
yep.
James Caan, Pauly Walnuts.
Seems that way all the time, yeah. And then we have Better Call Saul props to get into, which we'll do on our own coming up, and also talk to Richard about that in 2 hours from right now. How are you enjoying the baseball season, Pauly? You know, last year it was the summer of Pauly.
Yes.
So you really enjoyed it last year.
Yes.
To me, from a betting standpoint, last year's baseball, the future board was the best I've ever done in Major League Baseball. So I'm never going to top that. This year, still a lot of fun, though, in terms of you're watching all these teams now. Who could have projected this with Baltimore, right? I joked around early in the season. I wasn't really joking when I said, put the prop up. Who's going to win a playoff game first? The Baltimore, and good morning to everybody watching on Masson today. Who's going to win a playoff game first? The Baltimore Orioles or the Dallas Cowboys? Like, this is legit. This is real.
Yeah, that's why it's the most enjoyable regular season I can remember. Now, you want to go back to Sosa, McGuire, and that chase, and that was, you have to put an X through it because it was phony what happened. But that was fun at the time. It was a great ride. But between the Mets, the Yankees, how the Astros are playing, the horrible start by the Reds, and then out of nowhere, you get this Orioles story, which they are the number one team in ROI. If you want to go by risking $100, to risk $100. But to be close to 500, to be in the playoff picture, has been so bad for so long. What Seattle's doing all of a sudden, Seattle's won 8 in a row. And then the individual performances, what Judge is doing, Goldschmidt, the pitchers, Sandy, McClanahan. This is a lot of fun. And the Dodgers are getting hot now. There's something to follow every single night and every single day about very streaky, too. A lot of streaks. The A's got awful at home. Atlanta with the 14-game winning streak. We've had a lot of streaks and a lot of fun so far and a lot of great individual performances.
And when you look at the standings this morning, the Braves now, winners of three straight, they're a game and a half back of the Mets. That's it. And we get a big boy tonight with Max Fried opposing Max Scherzer, the two Maxes. How often does that happen in Major League Baseball history?
And Scherzer's a dog.
He probably should be in Atlanta, although he was great in his last start, coming back for the first time in about 6 weeks.
Yep.
Braves now, but a game and a half back here, and they are live to win the division. I know we've talked about this a lot. I think this team is scary. Right now, I would say the Braves are better than what they were last year. And they have Soraka coming back. The Strider kid has been awesome.
He goes tomorrow. You have to love their chances against Peterson.
I don't know what I like more, the offense or the rotation for the Braves. Mm-hmm. They're that good right now.
Yep. 30-18 at home. And they have 15 games left head-to-head. And there's a five-game set coming up later. So, yes, absolutely. Yeah, big one tonight.
Yep.
And I can't get over the Orioles. I mean, this could keep going, too, because it's a doable schedule till the All-Star break. I mean, this is fun.
Well, and by the way, let me point this out, too, because I know they're a game under, but their run differential is minus 14.
Yeah.
So, like, this team, I think the leap they're making right now is probably a year before most people expected it. But, and Matt Vasgersian with a great point with us last week from Major League Baseball Network when he said to watch it live in person to see what that did, see what it means to move the fence back in left field. And this team now playing with much more confidence, which can be a huge thing in a clubhouse. I would tell you this right now. How many teams in the American League East today are you afraid of other than the Yankees, right? And good job by the Red Sox, you know, salvaging the final two games of that four-game set against the Yankees. But are you telling me right now the Blue Jays are that much better than the Orioles? Are the Rays really that much better than Baltimore?
No. Should they be 25-1 to make the playoffs? No way. What were they? Does anybody have it? What were they to make the playoffs before the season?
Well, I know.
Hell, a month ago. This is crazy.
Yeah, I know to win the division at one spot here in Las Vegas, they were 200-1. That was for the division. The playoffs were probably about 150.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Still win total, adjusted wins, 74, 25-1 to make the playoffs. And the way the Jays are playing and those other teams in the American League East are going to beat up on each other too, which I know the Orioles are in that division, but this is, you can't like the way the Rays are playing after what happened against the Reds. This is fun. And stranger things have happened, right? So between that, I mean, it's just a mess in the American League. So is the bottom of the National League too.
It is.
About who's going to get in. You know, are the White Sox ever going to make a run? I don't think so. Cleveland's running out of gas, it appears. They're struggling. The Orioles are a great story. Jays have lost 9 of 11. Good fun.
Yeah, something about this Jays team again, mainly the rotation. It's just they can't get it together. And they are too heckle and jide for me to get on board with this year. And I have a World Series ticket on them from before the season at 14-1. Their power rating is not nearly as high as what I thought it was going to be at this point of the season.
Now, where are you at with Seattle?
Because they're not going to win that division. But
No. But remember, the win total was 84 before the season after they won 92 games the year before and almost make the playoff, 91, 92, whatever it was. And now the no to make the playoffs, no minus 150. But now they've won 8 in a row. Ray was great again. They sweep Toronto, finding different ways to win. Now, they still have a lot of games left against Houston, but actually not that many. It's only 7 games left against Houston, rather. But they can make the playoffs now, too.
So when you ask me where I'm at with them, do you mean can they be a playoff team?
No, playoffs.
Can they actually, for sure, they can make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then once you go Robbie Ray as the number one, followed by probably Gilbert
in the
rotation, can go Flexen.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I mean, Robbie Ray is not too many pitchers in the American League can you say they have a clear advantage over Robbie Ray in a game one of a series. Sorry, just can't. Won the Cy Young last year. And he is in his Cy Young form right now, and the offense is scary, led by Rodriguez, the rookie.
Mm-hmm.
So they are good.
That's right.
Like, I would rather see a team like that, forget betting for a second here, give me the Mariners over a team like the White Sox in the playoffs right now, please. The White Sox cannot put it together.
Oh, plus the drought, too. They're hungry for a winner there. I know it's been a long drought for Seattle baseball fans. Are we sure the Padres are going to make the playoffs?
I asked you that last week. You scoffed at me.
Wrong guy.
You want to revisit it now?
No. It's 4-1 on the no. 4-1. The last time they went to Coors, they got swept. Now they got to do it again. They should have been swept at Dodger Stadium. They just get humiliated in back-to-back games against the Giants, who were playing bad baseball.
Yes, they were.
Horrible baseball. So this is now, and like you said, you turn your head, whoop, next thing you know, fly away. Dodgers a 550 favorite at Bet Rivers to win that division.
Still too short.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. So this is, I'm not sure. Now, I know it coincides with Seattle scuffling. You know, Phillies lose Harper, but the pitching's been great. Other teams at the bottom of the National League in that mix, too. It's up and down. But this is definitely cause for concern in San Diego.
Okay, so by the way, keep this in mind, that they go with Manaea today. He's on the mound. He has not been great. You can get to this guy. We talked about this in his last start. Mm-hmm. And don't forget that the Rockies are essentially the best team hitting-wise. Their numbers on base, average, all of it. They're the best team against lefties in Major League Baseball. So this sets up to, I mean, it's a 5.5 for the team total for the Rockies. Looking at maybe a team total first five for Colorado would make some sense.
Yep.
It could get ugly for San Diego tonight. And I'm surprised that he's actually that big of a favorite. Although, you know, I got to take that back. Because last night, looking at the Major League Baseball card, it was still unlisted who the pitcher was going to be for Colorado.
Well, I'm seeing, yeah. You're right, with Urena. But the other thing is, as we talked about at lunch with our trip, it's just hilarious with the Angels. I mean, it's fitting because we had lunch in Anaheim. But it's, hey, guess what? Ohtani did something that hasn't happened before. Trout did something amazing. And they lost again.
Yeah.
And the bullpen meltdowns again that they had with what the Orioles were doing.
Yeah, I read
it's hot and heavy now about should they trade Trout. Because it's just...
Well, it needs to be.
Oh, man. Absolutely. Where are you going? What are you going to do?
You're clearly doing nothing. You had the guy for a decade. Yeah. Where have you gone with Mike Trout in a decade?
Nowhere. Can't even win a series. Nope.
So before he turns 35 years old and the trade value is gone, you have to explore that. And, I mean, think about this. This is just sick. Sam Bloom tweeted this out. Since June 3rd, the Angels are 5-0 when Ohtani pitches, now 6-24 after yesterday when he does not. And for the people that want to... this team stinks, huh? Ohtani, Trout homered again the other night. The bullpen blew it. It's a bad team. You got to play better than this to, you know, make your team better. What else can the guy do?
Yeah.
What else can he do? And because I saw this, we'll touch on this coming up in about an hour. Joel Sherman wrote about this in the New York Post. He doesn't have Ohtani right now in the top five in the American League MVP.
And he points to the record.
He does.
Yep. I think that's going to happen, though. Yeah.
I think other people will do that. I looked at last year's voters. Sherman did not have a vote last year.
Oh.
But it becomes a part of the whole national media narrative, right?
Uh-huh.
And I would ask this question. What if the Yankees were 15 games below 500 and Judge was still having the same season? Mm. Would a guy from New York say, can't put Judge in the top five?
Yep.
Not so sure about that.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of pushback, though, if they continue to lose games. It's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, because I think...
But a perfect example was what happened over the weekend, though. Yep.
Oh, no, of course.
Yep, bullpen blows it again, and it's like, well, they can. What can they supposed to do? They don't.
Oh, I'll tell you, the front office, the ownership of this, the ownership group for the Angels, you have nobody to blame but yourselves, honestly. I mean, you got to get this together, and you've had a long time. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. We will get into our trip. It was like a three-hour trip to Southern California over the weekend. A lot of fun. Good fun, huh, as you would say?
Good fun.
Right. I'm still feeling the tremors from all the food that we ate. And are you prepared for this major change in the NFL? Because when he believes it's happening, no, trust me, it's going to happen. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Baseball Pentathlon starts today, our first ever baseball contest here at VSEN. Every show and analyst will be making five baseball bets over the span of the next 4 days to determine who at VSEN's the best at betting on baseball. Today we have a total. Follow us at VSEN Live for daily updates. Winner will be announced right here on this show Friday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Follow the money.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Building some camaraderie, get all the shows involved.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure you have your eye on a couple of games at least today that we're going to talk about throughout the entire show before we have our official pick a little bit later on. The stress is going to set in by like Tuesday afternoon if we start off poorly, right? But good fun had by all here on VSiN with the betting pentathlon. And today, like you said, with an over. Now, you mentioned briefly the trip that we took over the weekend. Thanks to Patrick for setting this up. We flew to
the man, Mr. Lucky,
Long Beach, which, by the way, first time ever at that airport. That appeared to be a really nice, that's a good idea to fly into Southern California.
We must revisit that later in the show. And I know in Foxwoods, we did best and worst airports, and our guy Better Z chimed in because he travels all the time.
Yeah.
I forgot, because I used to go there all the time. I mentioned it because the ex is from there. Went to high school with Cameron Diaz. How about that? But Long Beach, awesome. In and out. Great airport. And that's the first time I've been to John Wayne. That is a great airport.
Very, it's small.
That's right.
And it's very simple. No security line whatsoever. Did you notice when we left Las Vegas? 700 people in the security line.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you.
That's right.
When you go to Long Beach or John Wayne, it takes 2 seconds.
That was incredible.
That's how you do it.
Where did we fly out of in Fox? What was that? LaGuardia? Where were we?
I think
Kennedy?
So, yeah.
LaGuardia? Oh, God. No, thank you.
No. It's too busy for me.
But even the McCarran's good, the one we have here. I mean, it's not the best, but it's...
So the reason why we went is because we made a comment. Matt Eumanns, who works here on VSiN, of course, is coming out with his annual fast food top 50, his power ratings, coming up later on this summer. And so we mentioned, it was a throwaway comment, how you and I had never been to Portillo's before. There's the menu.
Yeah.
I stared at the menu for 25 minutes probably this week leading into our event. We flew into Southern California. There is one. It's based in Chicago, but there is one around Anaheim, and we ate there for the first time. And let me tell you, it lived up to the hype.
Yes, it did. I give it a 9.5 out of 10. 9.5.
I made one mistake, because I wanted to eat as much as possible.
Yes.
So one weakness of mine is a Chicago hot dog.
Uh-uh.
I love them. I always have, like, you know, good pizza, nachos, three weaknesses I've always had. Here I am at the bar. I had a blue moon at 8 o'clock in the morning. I had two of them. You got to get a couple of beers in the belly to start off the day for food like this, right?
Yeah.
I went with the large Italian beef with hot and sweet peppers and sport peppers. I should have gone with the 6-incher because that 9-inch, and I eat so fast. I'm such a fast eater. I had the hot dog and the Italian beef, the large one, down in like 4 minutes. And then from then I was like, it caught up with me. I'm like, oh my God. But I just kept forcing food down my throat.
Well, that was a great thing about Patrick. He wasn't offended. He goes, if you just want to take one bite and throw it away, I don't care.
I know. That's
but
what you, I should.
You, yeah. But that, when you're doing a trip like this, which is unprecedented, you fly in, you fly out. I have to try everything on the menu. I had the Italian beef and sausage combo. Oh my God. After the first bite, it's like the first time you see a great movie and you're 10, 15 minutes in. It's like, you know, something special is about to happen. The Portillo's beef hot dog, unbelievable. The crinkle fries.
Very good fries.
Yes, and it was a top five onion ring in my life.
Okay.
Unbelievable onion rings, and of course I had to go with the chocolate cake shake.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
And we had a bite of the famous chocolate cake.
So
what a meal.
And I'm not a big dessert
guy. There he is.
But let me tell you, the chocolate cake shake, to finish off the meal like that,
dump it right.
You got to do it. And so I thought the piece of chocolate cake came in the shake.
Yeah, it was in there. At the bottom.
No, it was?
Yeah.
It's
in there.
It wasn't in mine. They must have mixed it up too much. So I took a piece of the chocolate cake then, and I was putting the pieces in the shake and then eating it like that. Come on, you can't beat that.
Well, humans is a garbage disposal.
Yeah.
He also went with the chicken sandwich, and I had the burger too. I don't know how the burger was. He wasn't blown away by the chicken sandwich, but it was, oh God.
I had the, I also added the Polish sausage, and I had a bite or two of that.
How was that?
Which was good, and I must
say, look at that portion.
I know, they're just, it's humongous, right?
Now, I screwed up. I didn't know this, but this, you have to ask for it to be dipped?
You do.
I didn't do that.
Oh, mine was dipped.
But mine was still the nuts.
Oh, boy. It was, so the whole thing's like wet. They dipped the whole thing. Fantastic. I threw a little cheese sauce on there as well. How about this? A pleasant surprise. I took the Polish sausage to go, and I added another Chicago dog, brought it home. It traveled well. I can't believe I'm saying that. I had the Chicago dog the next morning for breakfast, and it was awesome.
They were talking about you at security.
Oh, they were. They pulled me aside, of course, every time.
What's he got there? That sandwich.
Yeah.
They searched me in and out. Do I look like I'm up to something? I mean, how do you come? They pulled me aside out of security twice.
Well, you can look a little
patting
off.
Pat me down.
Time,
and give me a break. The other thing, thanks to Mike North, who knows Dick Portillo. Who sold this for $2.3 billion?
That's what
Did I read that right? So Mike North is the genuine article, too. Number one, the first sports talk show host to make $1 million a year. And he had his own hot dog stand, too, and then parlayed that into a credible career in sports broadcasting. He sent me an article. The average McDonald's does about $2 million a year in revenue. A Portillo's does $7 to $8 million.
I believe it. It was packed. I mean, they had so many people working.
Yeah.
And by the way, we've talked about this so much now. Maybe a sponsorship here at the studio, and maybe we can team up and bring one to Las Vegas. How about that? I'm telling you, you put a Portillo's 50 feet from Circa on Fremont Street.
Forget it.
You're printing money.
I can't believe they had this one in Anaheim at a drive-thru.
Yeah.
How about that? Oh, you imagine if you live close to that?
No, it would
what
be.
What did Patrick say? Patrick,
he goes three times a week.
He used to go
how
there.
How many times would you go? Siri, if you lived within 10 minutes, how many times would you be
there? There's no telling.
Weekly, right?
If it's an impressive, efficient drive-through,
yeah.
Get that Italian. The prices are great. The food's the prices are phenomenal. The food and the service.
I could easily do the Chicago dog on a weekly basis. Again, I love hot dogs. The Italian beef took a lot out of me, though. That was like I was on the backstretch of Joey Chestnut's run on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, whacking down 78 hot dogs.
Sure. Oh, beautiful timing, too. And then, of course, we're trapped on the way home, which we'll get to later.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so y'all ready for this?
Ready to go.
Roger Goodell came out and said that he clearly believes they're going to move DirecTV to a streaming service. So when the commissioner of the NFL said, the quote is, I clearly believe it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well then folks, it is going to happen. And some of the streaming services up to grab the rights for NFL Sunday Ticket, Disney, Apple, and Amazon, they've all submitted bids for the package according to CNBC.
My first thought is, oh no, in play.
Yep.
Because we're going to be maybe on a 2-minute delay. So you're only betting in play between commercial breaks. And then it's going to be, you know, you're taking your life in your hands because these guys have the right feet and they know what's going on and they might get bamboozled here.
Well, I think two minutes might be a little aggressive.
I don't know about that.
I'm hoping for 60-second range.
Okay. And the other thing is, what happens at bars and establishments and everyone juggling? I mean, it's bad enough. You walk in, it's like, why is the Weather Channel on at the sports bar?
Yeah.
Why? And now you're going to have to worry about juggling this stuff. I don't know if it's going to be too much for these people with a streaming service at the bars and everyone coming in and I put the Steelers on, and, oh, I can't find it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much of a bleep show that'll be.
Right, the whole breakdown that we had when they first reported this months ago, and we talked about this, like, what's it going to be like at a sports bar when you go there? And let's say, for example, it's going to be on Apple. Well, then do you have to have the Apple app on every single TV in the sports bar? And then the people working there are going to have to follow, let me find the app now. And they're going to have no clue? Or is it somehow going to be connected to like a service where if you can put it, you hit it once, it could be on whatever TV that you want. You can find it beyond. Maybe I think they're probably going to have that technology, but if they don't have it lined up as of right now, that's probably going to come maybe a little bit down the road.
They have to. There's too much on the
line.
Have
to. They must.
Yeah. Because they know people go to the bars or wherever to watch their favorite team. I think there's also, you can just order at home and watch just your team.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what Goodell said.
The same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Steeler fan. I just want to go to all the Steeler games.
And then you'll pay for all Pittsburgh games, and that's going to be it pretty much.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good option to have then.
Yeah.
But this is going to really put people to the test when it comes to in-play, and it's going to, you're going to have to be patient, and maybe we're going to get lucky, and maybe there's a 30-second delay. I don't know. I really have no idea at this point.
That's what we're on now.
I know. I know. It's really...
We are three possessions behind in a basketball game.
Yes, absolutely. You need to wait until a commercial break to bet, right? More than ever. Once this happens, I would not be firing up. At least I'm not going to be. So I've done that in the past, and you get burned because before there's a break, there could be an interception the other way. Whoops, this happened a minute ago. I didn't know. Well, okay, there you go, and I got toast. That bet's no longer any good. But if you can wait till the commercial break to bet... That's going to have to be the key. You're going to have the patience to do that. Like, I don't...
That's all there's going to be, probably.
What's the optimum amount of delay, if the league really worked on this, that they could break it down to? Because right now, what do we have, like, between, like, a 7 and 13-second delay, usually?
On a streaming, the best thing you can do is a minute. I would say that's the best you're going to do. It's a minute off.
I'm hoping one day we can get it to, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's possible. Maybe. Technology get better, but...
Yep.
Man, it changes everything. And it's, again, you got to trust Goodell in a spot like this. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, we bid farewell to another legendary performer over the weekend. And we have some very serious but entertaining props to discuss as six episodes begin tonight. The final six of a show that could go down as one of the better shows of all time. We'll discuss what you can bet on coming up next.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Swing for the fences on Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook this week when you make a first-time deposit using code DERBY on the Home Run Derby. It's easy. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook app or BetRivers.com. Deposit $100, receive a free bet for a home run, or deposit $250 and get the total home runs for the entire Derby as a free Bet Rivers bet valid through July 18th. Download the app and use code DERBY when you make a first-time deposit. BetRivers.com to see the latest odds, boosts, and promotions running this baseball season. Bet with a winner. Bet with Bet Rivers. Your Grace, Paul Allen, the legend, joins us now. K-Fan Radio, the juggernaut flamethrower in the Twin Cities, Minnesota all over, and voice of the Vikings for several years, Canterbury Park, and he's excited for House of the Dragon in less than a month on HBO. How you been?
Hey, man, it's 5:30 Las Vegas time. What are you guys doing? You sitting by slot machines with cool cigarettes and black coffee and watching the hookers go home, wondering how they executed their toil last evening?
Yeah, I've sucked down about a half a pack of heaters so far this morning. I'm a big chain smoker, so yeah, I got that going for me. And I got here at about 2 o'clock, so I started playing some roulette 2 hours before the show. That's what I do on a daily basis, PA.
What's the House of Dragon or Dragons? That's like the new Game of Thrones bit?
Yeah.
Yep.
What is it? Is it a prequel?
Yeah, you're not excited. You did a podcast. You did your own podcast about Game of Thrones back in the day.
It's a prequel. Yeah, that podcast kicked ass too, because I'm not a big podcast guy. Uh-huh. But man, that was like a tentacle to just the popularity of that show, man. Because like I do a podcast now, I haven't done it in 2 months, but it's called Faith and Goal, and I'll look at the numbers for that. You know, I'll have Kirk Cousins, James Brown. I mean, I'll have some really good guests on that thing, and it's like crickets. Maybe because you put faith in the title, but then that Game of Thrones bit, and holy cow, man, that was like 60, 70, 80,000 people. I'm like, damn.
It was very good, though, too. He guys did an excellent job along with Charge. Okay, a lot of changes here. Let's start with that. New defense.
What do you mean?
All the changes with the Vikings.
Vikings, you don't want to talk about Stifle Tower and the Timberwolves with Anthony Edwards and Cat? Let's go.
Now, that trade was ridiculous. The equivalent of five first-round picks. Bruh. My God. Crazy.
Paulie, you've lost your St. Cloud roots. I mean, when you're moribund for two decades, and Alex Rodriguez is one of your owners, Alex doesn't come here to bunt. I mean, that's the end of the story right there, brother.
Yeah. And one been out of the first round once in 33 years. My God. Okay, let's start with all the changes. Take us through what you think of O'Connell and the new GM and all the changes and what happened in the previous regime here.
Well, here's the deal, boys, with the Minnesota Vikings after 8 years with Zimmer and that staff, you know, where they start with old school offensive in 2016, and Pat Shurmur comes in. We almost go to the Super Bowl. Pat becomes head coach of the Giants, and the John DeFilippo experience. Stefanski is our offensive coordinator. He becomes coach of the year for the Browns. So, and then it's the Kubiak chain with Gary and Clint. So, I mean, yeah, we've been through a lot. So through all of that, you know, there are a lot of old school names in there, and I'm not one to disparage the previous regime at all. But with Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the GM, and Kevin O'Connell, the head coach, and the new trainer, and just that they're speaking a language that honestly I have to learn. I mean, they're just saying things when it comes to sports science and middle zone, and you know we're gonna have a 3-4 base defense, man, and we haven't had a 3-4 base defense in 40 years. So it's not going to be the full time defense, but it's going to be the base. So it's a learning process for somebody like me during organized team activities and mini camp. You know, the thing is, man, I mean, Kevin relates to the players incredibly well. They like him a lot. They got a lot of youthful vigor on this staff. But then we got guys like Mike Pettine, who used to be a defensive coordinator for the Packers and head coach of the Browns. You know, so you got some old school. And when it comes to the redo, because that's what it is, this ain't no rebuild, man. I mean, when you're redoing things with the talent the Minnesota Vikings have, then you can do some damage with that. Because honestly, and from a point spread standpoint, I mean, we'll see if you guys agree with this or not. We'll have to see what the lines are. But unpredictability and deception are on our side the first three or four games of the year, because we have talent. I mean, we got Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Irv Smith Jr.'s coming back. Our offensive tackles tandem with Darrisaw O'Neal might be top five in the NFL. The defense goes to 3-4. Danielle Hunter's back, and you got some good talent there. And the adversary has no idea what's coming, you know, until they get three games of tape. So, you know, we need to jump this league 3-1, 4-0 right out of the gate.
Okay, I think this team provides many different angles to possibly bet this year, PA. And I know you're the longtime play-by-play guy voice of this team, but you're, you know, your most objective opinion possible, please. And one of the most intriguing numbers to me is that William Hill, you can bet the Vikings to win 10 or more games. 17-game schedule now, don't forget about that. So they can 10-7 will do the job here. It's plus 140. That one kind of jumped off the page to me is, yes, I need to bet that. What say you?
Yeah, you know what, Mitchell? I'm bad on season totals. So, you know, those are like the details. Like if you're Paulie in the middle seat on a plane 23B and you're all agitated with your connection and, you know, the flight attendants aren't paying any attention to you and you can't get the armrest and you're just sweating the details. Those are like season totals. I'm more of an overarching air traffic control guy. where I'm looking at the planes coming in, the planes going out, making sure people don't die. So from a from an overarching view standpoint, that I don't really see any way the Vikings can't finish any worse than second in the division. Now, they did that last year and didn't make the playoffs. So now I look at the landscape of the NFC, and it starts and stops for me with Tommy, okay? And I know the Rams won the Super Bowl, but nevertheless, with Brady, he's got that new coach, and after they won that Super Bowl, I mean, maybe they got a little fat and happy, so we'll see. After that, the team in the division, Green Bay, won top 3-5 quarterback in the NFL, but he lost his bailout guy. Mm-hmm. And when you lose your bailout guy, man, ask Paulie after a bender of Spearman Rhino. If you don't have your bailout guy, well, then that's going to be a very difficult situation. And that's going to be the case with Aaron, at least early in the season. No Davante Adams. He's in your town. I mean, seriously, just yep. think of that. No bailout guy, Davante Adams. That's freaking massive. So then we get to San Francisco. They're going to use Trey Lance at quarterback. He's never played a full season. Dallas is forever counterfeit. I mean, they got a lot of talent. They lose Amari Cooper, and they're going to do some damage. But, I mean, honestly, are they going to go to the Super Bowl? I wouldn't bet on that. Arizona. So with the Cardinals, when Kyler Murray stops throwing passes, going to his knees in the end zone with the season on the line, and they end up being pick six, well, then I'll start taking them more seriously.
Yep.
Russell's in Denver. So then you get to the Rams, and there were some key defections there, but, you know, they're still going to be very good, and their coach is high end. You know, their coach is elite. And just learning more about him with the Rams feel that we have here now. Sean McVay is just unbelievable how he handled man during the pandemic and just how he crafts things on a weekly basis. Our coach was his offensive coordinator. So if anybody knows where the bones are buried there, it would be our guy. So what I'm getting at is we've done this a long time, man. And I'm too far into my career to care enough about it to be a cheerleader or a homer. So you don't hear me say this very often, but we have a very good chance to get to the Super Bowl this year. If certain positions can stay healthy, specifically the defensive ends with Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius Smith, there are some rookies they drafted, and there's a second-year guy from Florida State named Janaris Robinson. I mean, they're just going to come at you with waves with this 3-4 pass rush that nobody has seen from Vikings football in 40 years. And that's to our advantage. So I look at the landscape of the NFC, man, and I see that 16-1-ish to get to the Super Bowl. And I don't understand how the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles are 10-1 to get to the Super Bowl. We're 16-1. I just don't understand that. But a lot of eyes will be open second game of the season when we go back there and whoop that ass.
If you what you said earlier, if they get off to that hot start with the element of surprise, watch out. Because you go Green Bay at Philly, and then you play the Saints in London. If you go 3-1, watch out.
Paulie, we beat Green Bay last year, and we were crap. And we beat them here. And then we go there second in the penultimate. And we got the Sean Mannion experience, and that didn't work.
Right.
But we beat them at U.S. Bank Stadium last year when they thought they were going to the Super Bowl. And Aaron lost his bailout guy, and we got a completely new offense and a completely new defense with talent. Eric Kendricks, Patrick Peterson, Harrison Smith, this first-rounder from Georgia, Lewis Seen, the safety, man. I mean, that kid has some badass to him. It's going to take him a minute to figure the thing out. But,
right.
Man, holy cow,
hey.
Does he look good?
Yeah.
PA, we are up against it. Do you want to hang out for a couple more minutes, or you got to fly?
Come on. All right, boys.
Or do you want to fly? Or yeah, you want to hang out, or you want to fly? Which one?
I'll hang out.
Okay. Put you on the spot. So I want to throw some more numbers at you for season-long bets to look at. You're very hot. 20-1
no,
I'm looking at right
my
now.
Radio show. I got to fly.
Okay.
I got to fly.
All right,
guys,
pal. Thank you for the time.
Everybody go to Anchor Hill Church and see my guy, John Bohr. Bye.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
The VSiN Summer Specials here, $19. You get everything we have to offer from now to the end of July. Run out of time. Hurry up. Sign up today. You get the daily best bets, every host, every guest, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, which you'll need for the final major this week, British Open. Use of our betting tools. The video stream when you want it, $19 through July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/summer.
And we also have the VSiN Baseball Betting Pentathlon starting today, which we'll get into throughout the show. We discussed it earlier in the first hour. It's, every single show here on the network with our baseball plays for this week, and whichever show wins, well, it's going to be announced, and we throw them a party on Friday. I don't know what really happens at that point, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Two-year extension.
Okay. So before we get into the actual games for today and maybe some looks that we have for the baseball betting pentathlon right here on VSiN, I wanted to throw this at you because we've had guests on this program throughout the baseball season. We've discussed this a little bit on whether or not people who have a vote for awards, specifically in the American League, will have some Ohtani fatigue. And I think it's nonsense, and I think it's BS if people do. However, I don't have a vote. So others may. And this is from Joel Sherman, who has covered Major League Baseball for a long, long time. He writes for the New York Post, and he put out his column this weekend with his midseason awards in baseball. And he started the column by saying, "Let's get this out of the way right now. I take the valuable in the middle of MVP seriously. So if you would like to make Mike Trout the best player again after a year hiatus due to injury, go ahead. And if you would like to name Shohei Ohtani as the most spectacular player, no argument here. He's the greatest show on grass where unreal and unbelievable merge. A 2.44 ERA in 14 starts and 19 home runs in the same human midway through a season still feels like a deranged fantasy baseball outcome. All stats were through Friday. But most valuable, not in these midseason awards. Not when both were essentially hiding in plain sight during the 14-game losing streak that pretty much ended another Angel season, albeit months before the actual games will run out. Though the obvious is obvious, Trout and Ohtani have been misserved by their boss's failure to surround them with enough good players. This was a two-week period in which the team needed its two best players to save the season. They didn't. They did the opposite. They played poorly. They contributed to the devastation. So he goes on to write and puts out there in the column. Yep, there's the good tweet.
Yep.
Happened over the weekend. Trout 3-for-5 with a home run. Ohtani, same thing. Angels lose 5-4 in a walk-off. Bullpen blows it again. Joel Sherman's top five for the American League MVP. Are you sitting down? It goes Aaron Judge, number one overall. Number two, Jose Ramirez. Number three, Yordan Alvarez. Number four, Rafael Devers. Number five, Kyle Tucker.
Wow.
Okay, so like, if you don't want to have Ohtani number one right now, I completely get that. If you want to have Judge, I think a lot of people would have Judge right now. If you want to make a case for Alvarez, you can make a case for Alvarez. You can make a case for Jose Ramirez. Rafael Devers is having a great season. I don't think you can really make a case for him to be ahead of Ohtani. And then Kyle Tucker ahead of Ohtani as well.
I think the betting, I know there's obviously liability factored in here because he's a popular player and people certainly thought he had an excellent chance to win, but I don't agree with the odds. I think they're way too low. I think there's a lot of guys like Sherman who are just, who would just say, number one, I'm going with Judge, and number two, I might have him down the list.
Well, okay, so.
And maybe the record has something to do with that. I don't know.
Somebody sent me an article that they did online yesterday, and he talked to four different voters, people who actually have a vote. Talked to four of them off the record.
Sure.
Did not say their names.
Sure. Okay, yeah.
One voted for Ohtani.
See? Yeah.
That was, Eli Hershkovich. Thank you for sending me that yesterday.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. I went back and checked the ballots last year. Joel Sherman did not have a vote. But I think that media members, they do talk to each other, right? And this becomes part of, hey, who are you voting for? What are you thinking here? Do you have Ohtani? Do you have Judge? Whatever. Not in the top five to me is crazy talk. But I think you're right. I think more people are going to have Judge number one overall. And I think Ohtani's going to slide a little bit because of the record. And I think that's probably unfair.
Yep.
For the record, Sherman has Goldschmidt number one in the National League, followed by Manny Machado, Dansby Swanson number three, my guy overall.
I can't get there with Machado.
Miss some serious time.
Yeah, he's in a horrible stretch here. What's he hitting? Like, he's hitting under 200, I think, going back
in the latest stretch.
Last 10, 12
games. How would you have like the top three or five?
Oh, it's got to be Goldschmidt. He should be laying. I mean, I agree with that. Like $1.50, mm-hmm. what he's done. Although they're losing games though now too. Swanson moving up the list. Alonso's still having a great year.
He has to be in the conversation.
I got
to
have Alonso in there, and I'll tell you. I mean, if Schwarber can keep this up, he's got to keep doing it. But I got to keep Schwarber up there.
I think Schwarber,
if they can sneak into playoffs, and they don't, if they continue to play good ball and they don't fall out of it without Harper.
Yeah. Also, Trey Turner has to get some consideration. Okay. Has to for the. Let's see here. American League Cy Young, Joel Sherman. He has McClanahan. No argument here. But then again, listen to this. He's got Verlander 2, Perez number 3 with the Rangers, Manoa number 4, and Valdez number 5. Is this a total anti? Is this a hit piece on Ohtani? I tweeted yesterday. I'm like, you could make it. McClanahan and Verlander for sure, right? But to me, Ohtani surpassed Manoa. He should be third. If you want to make the case for Manoa number 3 right now ahead of Ohtani, I can buy into that.
Yeah.
But you cannot have Ohtani any lower than fourth on the list.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
He is the third choice at a couple of betting spots, too, for the odds.
And National League Cy Young, he's got our guy, Matt Vasgersian's guy, Sandy Alcantara, number one.
Yep.
Gonsolin, number two.
Yeah. Thanks to Dustin. Machado's hitting $1.50 the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yep. It's got to be. He did it again. I mean, great performance against the Mets. He's had one bad inning going back here, and it wasn't even his fault. So. But there's no respect for Tony. Again, come on. He's got to be the all-star game starter, though. It's in L.A., right? Isn't it Dodger Stadium? But 11-0 with
Oh, my God, where is it? I'm blanking on where it's at now.
11-0 with a 1.50 ERA. And he hasn't had a bad start the whole year.
Yeah, so, Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
You're right.
This is a great run for him. How about this? You've had Kershaw hurt, Bueller hurt. Urias was a gas can again. 56-29.
Running away with the division now again.
Yeah, yeah. With Tony and Anderson, I'm like, okay, yeah, no big deal.
Has it mattered
so far? They weren't
hitting.
Everyone's hurt. Bueller wasn't pitching well when he was in there. Who cares? 56-29, they win 105 games again.
You know how we say it's God. World Series or bust for the Yankees this year? Yeah. Should we not be seeing the same thing like every year for the Dodgers?
Yeah.
And they have one, and that was during the pandemic?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, for the National League Cy Young right now, I mean, yes, Alcantara, he needs to be the favorite right now for sure. Gonsolin needs to be there. But with half the season left, I mean, this thing is far from... Burns is having a great season. So is Musgrove. So is Fried. So is Wheeler. And so is Rodon, who did it again.
Mm-hmm. Great start.
Okay, so what are you...
Yep.
Today, for the baseball betting pentathlon here on VSiN, we have to have an over. Now, I asked for the official rules. I said, can we have a first five? Did I say over? I meant total. Probably tells you the direction I'm going to go today. You have to have a total today. I asked for, can it be a first five total? Can it be a team total? I was told, stick to the full game.
All right. Well,
so we'll stick to the full game today.
Well, all right. I'm looking at the A's game over. The total's 9. It's Martinez against Howard. My cousin's going. I mean, look, his ERA is 11. Martinez's ERA is 6. I think this really could be. And I know it's the A's, too, with this historically bad offense. But at least showed some fight in a couple of those games against the A's. I think we'll see plenty of runs here. I mean, and Texas had no problem scoring against the Twins. I'd go over 9 with that game. Other ones are tough, though. I mean, certainly Mets, Braves, screams and under with Max against Max with a 7.5. Nola against Michaelis,
yeah,
a 7.5. I think the Pirate game is too low. Keller against Rogers with an 8 with those two guys.
I might be taking a peek at that one today.
Yep. And then what do you want to do with Coors? It's Urena against Manea, so you're right. They can touch him up, but 11.5. But I would look at that A's game. And it's also a tough break that it's a short card, too. The other thing, we just talked about how great this baseball season is. Orioles 8 in a row. Seattle 8 in a row and 11 of 12. Dodgers 7 in a row. Blue Jays have lost 9 of 11. All these teams are off today. So we got to wait till...
Yep. It's a small card today. Yep. And if we could go with a team total today over, I would look at first five for the Rockies. And I'll tell you why. Last 4 starts for Sean Manaea. 19 1/3 innings with an ERA of 6.52, a FIP, about a run better, but still not good, 5.33. His whip is 1.76. The BABIP, he's been getting hit hard, 352. Now, 9.8 Ks per 9. But more than 5 walks per 9 as well. If you're going to be walking Rockies today, well, that's no good because they are first in the league on base against lefties. They are first in average. They're first in on base, and they're 5th overall in slugging. And it has a total of 5.5 for a team total. I think we do get runs in this game today, but I'd look more at the first 5 team total for Colorado today.
What do you expect tonight and the rest of the series with the Braves and Mets? It is down to 1.5 games.
Yes, it is.
Mets still. I don't know how they have this record with everyone out, the guys that have missed, but 53-33, stubbed their toe in this series at home against the Marlins, but 15 left head-to-head still between these two teams, and Atlanta 30-18 at home, and they are on fire. Remember, they were like 6-7 under 500. They're 52-35 now. Oh, I bet the win total over. I gave up on it. I mean, you got to feel great about it now.
Well, so for tonight, in terms of betting it, I would maybe take a peek at the Mets at even money, or if you can grab a couple of cents there on the plus money. But I don't want to go against the Braves. So to me, this is going to be a full pass. And I just want to sit back and watch the game. Yep. Because, this Braves team might be better than last year right now, and their pitching is phenomenal, and it actually might be better than they're hitting.
You have to like them tomorrow. It's Strider against Peterson. So,
yeah.
I mean, if the Mets can't get this one tonight, they might be all of a sudden Wednesday in second place.
The way that kid's thrown right now?
Yep.
And I guess you can wipe Mackenzie Gore off the list for the National League Cy Young after last night. I say that all the time. Rookie of the Year is what I meant. Rookie of the Year. That's not happening anymore.
No. Can't get there.
Yep. Nope. Up next, we will compare 2 different markets in the NFL, and you'll notice the difference in importance between the two positions coming up here on VSiN.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. Ice cold beer, cold hard cash. Join the action on the pitch with the Heineken 2022 Soccer Prediction Challenge. Compete in 20 free-to-play pools this season for your shot at a share of $100,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Heineken to start your run at victory. Heineken, beer made better, 21 and over only. DraftKings.com for details. Drink responsibly. Less than 3 weeks away from the start of soccer.
Can you believe that?
Can't wait. Championship, League One, League Two, and the Prem, August 5th.
Okay. Yep. Email here is ftm@vsin.com. This is from Kevin in Georgia, as we were talking about the Baltimore Orioles today during the show. It says, guys, check out, check around for futures on this team to win the American League. I found 800-1.
Wow.
At a book that was asleep at the wheel. I should make a profit with those odds if they make the playoffs. If they make the playoffs, 800-1.
That's just still,
yeah.
You're still 25-1 to make the playoffs. Maybe higher than that.
I have to be honest. I haven't looked at that team to win the American League. So I don't know what you can find if you look at other books. 800-1.
Who's going to do? Who? Come on. They're all bunched up now. Who's going to get those? Even the National League, who's going to get in? Cardinals are struggling. Padres, I don't know about, Phillies, what's going to happen? The Giants were playing bad ball. They've won a cup in a row. But when you see all these teams struggling at the same time, and then like Seattle gets hot and teams underneath get hot, Marlins aren't out of it. Orioles right there coming all the way back. Cleveland not playing good ball.
Seattle coming out of nowhere. Tell me why Baltimore can't make the playoffs. That's it. That's all I'm asking. Tell me why Baltimore can't make the playoffs. How many teams in the American League Central? Okay.
It's only going to be one.
Probably two teams out of the West, Seattle and Houston.
I think they could. Yeah, I have to. Can you pull the schedule up there later? I think it would be Baltimore's schedule that would get them because they're in a tough division. But that's because Seattle's got a lot left.
Okay, that's fine. But I would ask you again, as of today, do you really trust the Rays or the Blue Jays more than Baltimore? And if the answer is yes, that's fine. Yeah. But it's by like this much.
And I have a lot more talent, though, with the Jays.
We're 87 games in.
Yeah, I know.
Every single day we talk about the Blue Jays, they're not living up to expectations, and their pitching is terrible.
Yep. In August, Seattle plays the Yankees 7 times. Well, that's it. Everything, a bunch of division games in there, too. Okay. I thought it was more difficult.
I'm guessing Baltimore here. I'll pull up Baltimore's schedule right now. They have the 7th hardest schedule left. 6 against the Yankees, 7 against the Astros, 11 against Boston, 10 against the Rays, and 15 against the Blue Jays. Okay. Again, sounds very difficult, but the Rays and the Blue Jays are very scary today. No, they're not.
Yeah, Rays have issues. That's embarrassing what happened in Cincinnati.
Of course it is.
Can't do that. That cannot happen.
So
wide open, though. I mean, you're talking like 6 teams separated by 4 games.
Yeah. on the screen, you're looking at 350-1. To win the American League and 700 to win the World Series. 800 to win the American League. He's right. Kevin's right. If they make the playoffs, you can absolutely hedge against 800-1 in every single series.
And the new format. Best of 3 to start.
Yeah.
Is it best of 3? Best of 3. And then you can maneuver a little bit, even though you'd be on the road for all 3 games.
God, I hope they get in.
Yeah.
I really hope they get in.
That'd be awesome. What a story. Good for them.
You still want to give me 5-1?
Good for them.
Who wins a playoff game first, Baltimore or the Dallas Cowboys?
I'll
take Baltimore.
Isn't that fun? That prop you gave, I laughed at you.
I wanted to pay off the tease here quickly.
But Sean Payton will coach the Cowboys next year, though, so you better get going.
That's done. So we discussed this last week, right? How many players can lead the league in rushing this year in the NFL? We kicked around, Derrick Henry can for sure, Jonathan Taylor, possibly Nick Chubb. We said maybe Mixon. And then if all things go right, could Najee Harris, not so sure about him, and potentially J.K. Dobbins. So there's like 4 or 5, maybe 6. But realistically, we think it's like 3 guys with the league in rushing.
Yep.
And when you compare that to the odds on a player to lead the league in receiving yards, I don't know. To me, you can make a case for way more than 3 or 4 guys to lead the league in receiving yards.
And I don't think Thomas, Keenan Allen or Hollywood Brown would be, or even A.J. Brown would be a crazy at 30-1.
A.J. Brown 30-1?
Sure, I think there's a path there for each guy that they could have monster years and put up big numbers. Hopkins out and Hollywood coming
in. Sure, Hopkins missing a bunch of games.
Deep threat with Murray, sure.
That connection there it goes back to Oklahoma.
Yep.
Like, for sure, people are going to say Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, no doubt. I would say this about Cooper Kupp. Of course, he's probably, if he stays healthy, plays all 17 games, going to put up really good numbers, but I would not be I don't do this in fantasy. I'm not going to do it with player props. I'm not a stat chaser at all. So I don't think Kupp really has I don't think he probably comes close to what he did last year. That's an all-time season by any receiver ever.
Right.
Right.
No, but Jefferson could be this year's cup.
I totally agree.
Yep. And we'll talk to our guy in 10 minutes coming up, Paul Allen.
I mean,
who calls the games.
Clearly, Ja'Marr Chase could, right?
He's got a lot of weapons, though. He spreads it around.
Yeah, but they like to throw the football a lot.
Yeah.
And that connection was there, and he already had that many yards last year as a rookie. Davante Adams? Now, that's going to be a guy to spread it around a lot this year because that trio there of Adams, Renfro, and Waller is just as good as it gets.
Yeah.
And he'll throw to the backs as well.
I'm not a Carr guy. I just don't like him.
Yeah.
And just never won a playoff game, and I think he has a lot of empty calories as far as the stats, and loves to throw the ball away on third and long.
Yeah.
So fourth down, too, he loves to throw it out of bounds down.
Well, I mean,
sometimes, though, it's bizarre.
Fourth and goal, he'll throw it out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah. How about Kelce, though, now? I mean, that's what would be fascinating to watch what happens this year at Kansas City.
I can't wait to see what's going to
happen here.
How
much do they miss him, or is it like Rodgers, right? I don't care. Just put him out there. I'll make it rain out here. Doesn't matter.
And then, yeah, who's going to be the guy to step up, though, with no Tyreek Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be Valdes-Scantling? Is it going to be one of the rookies that they drafted? Don't really know. I want to see that play out in the preseason where Mahomes is going to be looking.
Right, and does someone put up big numbers in Denver now that they have a real quarterback?
That's the thing.
There's weapons in Denver.
At least one of those guys will put up big numbers, mm-hmm. potentially both, and I'm talking about their outside, you know, Judy and also Cortland Sutton. No doubt, Jerry Judy here on the screen looking at 30-1. CeeDee Lamb. Adam Chernoff was on the show last week.
Yeah, that was his pick.
He made the case there's no more Amari Cooper. They're going to throw the ball a lot again. Lamb is awesome. Why not? At 20-1 is the number we're looking at right now. Stephon Diggs is 18-1. I think Diggs last year was 8 or 9 to 1. He's double that now this year. And I think a lot of that is based on what Gabriel Davis did in the playoff game against the Chiefs. But you can make a case for, in my opinion, Diggs at 18, Lamb at 20. You already brought up three guys down the list. Maybe A.J. Brown could be that one guy. How about Godwin or Evans for the Buccaneers? No Gronk this year, as of right now anyway?
You could talk me into it, I guess. Yeah.
I don't want to... Kittle is 75-1, and Deebo Samuel is 12-1. What I said about... I don't want to chase stats. That definitely applies to Deebo Samuel, specifically because in this case, they're going to go from Jimmy Garoppolo to Trey Lance. So with Garoppolo, I mean, I would expect guys... to have really good seasons again, like Kittle or Deebo Samuel. With Lance, I don't know what to expect. Don't know. And that's a list of like 8 or 10 guys that we already talked about. Maybe more than that, actually. That could lead the league in receiving. You can make a case for anyway and worth a bet. I think Justin Jefferson is the man this year. They bring in Kevin O'Connell, going to be the head coach. The way that they used Kupp last season and really made him the go-to guy the entire time. Jefferson has basically been unstoppable in his first 2 years. Thielen's now going to be, I believe, 32 years old, and he is clearly the number one target right now. JJ is, and Cousins is absolutely serviceable enough to throw for good numbers, and I am going to be, like, in fantasy this year with other things. Justin Jefferson's going to be my guy this year.
Yeah, and the thing is, the last couple years, the defense was awful. They're switching to a 34 defense now. With Zimmer out, and they were involved in high-scoring games, too. I mean, it's incredible. Zimmer's a defensive guy.
Yeah.
Indeed, their defense was horrendous going back.
Yep.
Fifth different coordinator for Cousins since he's been in Minnesota now.
How many years has he been there?
Yeah.
Has it been one every single year?
I think it is. Yes.
Wow, okay. Remember they made a big deal out of that when Alex Smith started with the 49ers. Like, it was a different offensive coordinator every year for the first 7 years, and he didn't play well. Cousins played well, though. He puts up good numbers. We'll talk Minnesota Vikings coming up with Paul Allen, the longtime voice of that team. Some numbers here to look at. We'll ask Paul about. Can they win 10 or more games? That's plus 140 at William Hill. Is a division bet worth it? I see plus 265 at DraftKings. I mentioned Jefferson. He's 25-1 to win Offensive Player of the Year. I'm guessing that Paul PA is going to be high on the team this year. I don't know how high. I'm going to go in fresh just like you. But I'm thinking that he's going to say that they can give Green Bay a run for their money in that division, and Jefferson's going to have a breakout season. Cousins to lead the league in passing yards is 25-1. Most touchdowns is 20-1. What about Cook this year? Are they going to split it up a little bit more there in the backfield, you think?
Well, the injury concern, too.
Yeah.
That's if you're looking at Cook futures, I can't get there because of the health.
Yeah. All right, that's coming up here on Follow the Money. Again, Paul Allen, he's been calling Vikings games for, has it been since you moved out here? Longer than that?
He started when I was working with him, when I interned there in 2000.
Wow, okay.
He was just starting.
So more than two decades now, the great voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen, on all of these potential bets on the Vikings coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.